Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the fourth day of the prayers of mindfulness offered to us by Thich Nhat Hanh. One of the things that our present circumstances have brought forth in many of us are more times of impatience, intolerance, and judgment. We see this all around us in the conflicts that are erupting, that there's no space in between, where two parts might begin to create a whole that lives in the middle of the two polar ends. Sometimes to me it seems like we're continuing to jump all the way over to the other side without walking through the middle or inviting the other one to do the same. For some of us, we've had difficulty treating those that we love and care about with the kindness and tenderness that we might often have with enough reserve to be generous with it. But right now, we have more times of edginess and reactivity and aggression. So let us sit, my friends. Bring yourself into your comfortable posture and become very aware as you sit of the support of the chair underneath of you, a steady support that is unwavering. And you might say, well, of course, it's unwavering. It's a chair. And yet I invite you to look with mindfulness at all things that you experience and be grateful for the steadiness of the chair underneath you as it cushions or cradles your body, as it supports your back. It is a wonderful chair, as time might say. Our prayer today comes out of a deep desire for loving kindness within, around, and among us, as a force capable of balancing the aggression and hatred, judgment and passion of those who are presently creating division, and maybe even for ourselves, where we create division in a very small way. And we seek to bring that energy of loving kindness into our own hearts, and to those that we love and who are around us, and at the community, that energy of loving kindness might begin to grow from the seeds that live in everyone, that they might begin to practice, and we might begin to practice more loving kindness. And allowing yourself to simply breathe gently. In breath and out breath. And I invite you to join me and Thay in the fourth prayer of mindfulness during this time. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May he and she learn to look at him and herself with the eyes of understanding and love. May they learn to look at themselves with the eyes of understanding and love. With mindfulness practice, we are not avoiding problems, nor are we squashing the passion to stand up and take action toward those problems. We are simply cultivating and praying for the cultivation of love and understanding as an inner and surrounding force, and have it grow. Quietly saying to yourself, May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May he learn to look at himself with the eyes of understanding and love. May she learn to look at herself with the eyes of understanding and love. Bringing to mind those you love, those you feel neutral about, those you feel negatively about, we pray, may they learn to look at themselves with the eyes of understanding and love. Mindfulness practice puts an end to our limiting perspective of judgment of self and others. We develop steadiness. We develop the capacity to feel uncomfortable and remain loving and connected. We learn to face the difficulties, and out of that grow a new awareness of happiness. We can selectively water the good seeds and refrain from watering the negative seeds, as Thay puts it. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. Feel it in your heart, my friends. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May he learn to look at himself with the eyes of understanding and love. May she learn to look at herself with the eyes of understanding and love. And we ask the one to whom we pray to look at us with the eyes of understanding and love, with confidence that we will receive this energy. Let it circle through us and flow out again. May they learn to look at themselves with the eyes of understanding and love. May we all learn to look at ourselves with the eyes of understanding and love. May those with hardened hearts and angry spirits learn to look at themselves and others with the eyes of understanding and love. And however impossible some of this may seem in a logical way as you look around the world right now, we come into it with mindfulness practice, knowing that it is possible to create peace, kindness, understanding, and love. And if we choose, we can make a commitment to breathing that in from the source or the God of our understanding and let it flow through us and within us. May we all learn to look at ourselves with the eyes of understanding and love. May those in the world who are suffering the most, those who generate hatred and harm, and those who are the recipients of that harm, may we all look with the eyes of understanding and love. Take it with you, my friends. The world needs it today. Namaste. Amen.